We often take you on Woman's Hour to places where you don't normally go. We've delved into celebrities' wardrobes over the last year or so, and now we're well into celebrity kitchens. And today it's Fern Two Kitchens Britain. Fern's the kind of TV star we sort of think of as a bit of a mate. She and her husband, the chef Phil Vickery, are regularly all over our tellies, but they fiercely guard their private life and rarely let the media into their home. And Fern has been especially sensitive since the media frenzy after she had a gastric band fitted. Well, as you're about to hear, she is a passionate advocate of the gastric band. So here she is with our reporter, Henrietta Harrison.
The kitchen is 10 years old now, and it's an extension on the side of an old farmhouse, and it's quite long. If you imagine one of those static caravans, it's probably the length and width of a static caravan. You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors. We do literally everything in here. Kitchen table is the most important thing in a kitchen, I believe, because of all the people and the conversations it's held and sat round, as we know. So nowadays this is used for homework, it's used for cutting out, gluing and sticking, it's for wrapping Christmas presents, it's for, if I'm writing, I'll sit here and write. It's where Phil and I sit down and have proper conversations. I'll probably be sitting here at the table, and he'll be sitting on his old leather sofa that he got for 50 quid thousands of years ago. So he lies there and I sit here, and we have a glass of wine in the evenings and talk, which is probably the only time of day we do get to talk. The Argus right in front of me. I always keep the teapots by the side. I have three teapots because we're always on the go with tea.
They're the lovely
Cornish blue. The blue and white stripe, yeah. Which I grew up with as a little girl, and I love them. And several tea cosies are hanging up around the sides because I hate tea getting cold. And this is the little holding fridge under there, you see.
Ah.
So full of alcohol. Look in there.
That is a fridge full of tonic water and wine, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Microwave, very useful. I showed Phil the way with packets of microwave rice when we first met. He can't believe it. Now he loves microwave rice.
So who designed the kitchen between you and Phil?
Yeah, Phil. He was very good about getting enough cupboards where the larder would be, where the fridge would be. The Arga I asked for, because I've always had an Arga. And I love it, and he does love it now, so that's good.
Did he take some convincing?
A little bit of convincing.
On what grounds?
That it lost heat. So if he's cooking at Christmas for a lot of people, as we all know, the ovens lose heat. So we solved that problem by just if you walked through that little archway, turn left, down a little passageway, he has his own kitchen. And in there, he's got about three different kinds of ovens because that's his development kitchen. That's his business, his work. So we have his workshop just 10 paces from here. The coffee is steaming. Oh boy, what I'm dreaming. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. It's very much ordinary family food. Phil is obviously a wonderful foodie, but he won't inflict that on family life and the kids. They're very sweet because they always say to me, we like your food best, Mum. But that's only because it's kitchen food and that's the way it is, isn't it?
What are some of your favourite meals to cook?
We do a lot of spaghetti bolognese. Well, I make a very good hodgepodge pie.
Which is?
Last night's roast, chopped up in small pieces, stuck in the bottom of a big dish with everything that we had with it, whether it was peas and carrots and broccoli and everything. Yorkshire puddings, everything, just torn up, shredded up, stuck in the thing, and fill it up with the gravy that was left over as well. And then top it with potato that you've got left over, stick it in the oven, hodgepodge pie.
What does Phil think about your cooking?
He's very complimentary. When I first met him, the first breakfast I ever cooked him was scrambled eggs, and they were like rubber bullets, and he never said a word. Bless his heart. And he's taught me a lot. I have learnt a lot, but I'm not a foodie at all. I'm not interested in it. People say, last Thursday I went out and I had so-and-so for supper, and it was like, I haven't a clue what I've eaten. I don't remember any of it. But he doesn't take me out to posh restaurants anymore because it's a waste. So he goes and does it on himself with whoever, and proper foodies, not me. Well, it's not a huge fridge, you know, it's not a big American double door.
No, it's not. I must admit, I was thinking they will definitely have the ice-making fridge.
No, tall and thin with the salad trays in the bottom and the rest of it is just fridge. It's not a freezer.
So at the bottom you keep your fresh pasta, I can see.
Yeah,
potatoes, onions, garlic, and then carrots, spring greens. Does it feel like a violation me going through your fridge, by the way?
No, I'm just thinking, thank goodness it's looking pretty clean.
It is. There's no. I think most people have usually got a bag of lettuce going
green and sort of wet and yes
exactly,
not
going
nice.
Off. All peppers.
I love peppers.
Lots of peppers. Mm. What do you do with peppers?
Sometimes I just eat them like an apple because they're full of vitamin C. I love them roasted and I love them fried and I love them in all sorts of... Oh, now that's the fridge telling you.
Oh, to shut
me. I'm losing temperature.
It is quite a clever fridge. What would you say your relationship with food is like? Do you think you have a good relationship with food?
Yeah, I have a good relationship with it. I like it. I think I don't have a love affair with food. If I'm hungry, I want to sit down, I want to eat and I want to go.
Has your appetite or diet changed since the gastric band?
Oh gosh, of course it has. That's the whole point.
in what way?
I still like all the same things, but you learn to eat what is sustaining, satisfying, lets you know that you're full, not slop and sludge that you can pour down. Because gastric bands are very misunderstood. One day I'd like to do a program about this because everyone asks me the question and they don't listen to the answer. So I won't bore you with it all. But they are a tool to incredible good health. And I am healthier and fitter and stronger than I've been for years. But I can tell you this, it's not like going to have your hair done, it's not like having a nose job, it is not plastic surgery, it is an enormous thing to do, and I had to do it because medically I had to, and I am fit as a flea, and I'm going to save the National Health Service a great deal of money because I have strong knees, a strong heart, and no diabetes. Christmas is very relaxed here. We're very sociable and we like spontaneous parties, spontaneous people come round, spontaneous bottles of wine get opened, that sort of thing is great. I don't force the children to do anything they don't want to do. If they want to spend all day on the computer in their pyjamas, they can. It's Christmas Day. If that makes them happy, they can. But there is also on offer games and walks and chats and fun and, you know, there's everything. But sometimes if people want to, you know, some people say, oh, well, Uncle Pete, he's just wants to come around and drink brandy all day and then he's in a heap. Well, this is probably going to be very bad news, but I think if he wants to and that makes him happy, don't be unhappy yourself. Just let him get on with it and deal with it another day, not Christmas Day.
And so it'll be a quite traditional Sunday lunch style affair.
Totally. Typical Sunday lunch turkey day. We might not eat till about 4 o'clock. The kids can get up when they want to. Then Phil will be cooking, not in this kitchen, that's the bliss of it. He's in his kitchen. So I don't see any of the mess, but I will wash up and I do clear up.
Brilliant.
And I have usually done all the shopping, all the presents, all the posting, all the wrapping, all the sorting, all the relatives. But he does make a great lunch.
Fern Britton, a fan of microwave rice and spontaneous parties.